Hey everybody, welcome back to the AAA Cosplay Podcast. It's been a few weeks. We apologize. We missed one podcast because we were preparing for Mario's parents to visit. And preparing means cleaning every single nook and cranny of the house because they.
Well, it's just what you do when you have parents coming
It's
in
what you
town.
do when your parents visit,
Yeah.
yes. So yeah, that's what we've been up to. Anything else, Mario?
No, unfortunately, we've been a little bit busy with work, starting some online college, and then well, having parents visit is always stressful, so it's pretty much sucked up our free time on that one.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, that's about it for us. We hope that you guys are having a good time getting ready for the holidays.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving if you're hearing this before, or
Or
yay,
after, yay.
yay for turkey leftovers.
Indeed. So yeah, that's pretty much it. So we had a request on Twitter from
Somebody was listening who wanted to know about getting started with commissionings.
Yeah, so, and of course, as soon as we start recording, our bunnies have decided to make noise, so we do apologize for that. They love the attention. Anyway, so how to get started with commissioning. There are lots of things that you need to think about. I know a lot of people, when they're starting out, they tend to either ask for too much money or too little. Don't undercut yourself. You spend a lot of time on this stuff, and, you know, charge by the hour if you have to. I know that we already talked before about God Save the Queen Fashion. She put up a huge list of things and tips and advice for how to run a commissioning shop. So definitely, I'll link that again. Go back and read that. Do you have any advice, Maria?
Yeah, it's kind of an odd topic because it's almost a double-edged sword. If you're going to spend time working on commissions, then you sacrifice your time and you won't be able to do anything for yourself. And at the same time, you also have, those obligations that you're making to somebody for, well, sometimes considerable amounts of money that you have to keep. It doesn't matter if you have to go, they don't give a darn about what your social life is, or if you have obligations, or school, or work, or something. You took on a project, you took on a deadline, and you need to deliver. Especially if you have a tight timeline for, a convention or something that they need this for. You have to add in shipping. You have to add in, all the things that go along with it. And the last thing you want to do is end up depriving somebody of, say, a prop or a costume at a convention because you got lazy. That's
Yeah,
a major issue.
So don't take on something if you don't think that you will have the time for it, and definitely don't take on something if you don't know how to do the thing. I mean, we've had lots of requests for like full body fitting armor, and as much as we would love to do that, we aren't confident enough to do it without the person right here with us. Like the Parn armor, we got lucky because the guy was Mario's size, and that's pretty much the only reason we did it. But if you're not confident that you know exactly what you are doing, then don't do it. Sometimes, if it's something that I haven't done before, I do the research on it and look at it and see, well, have I done something like this? And that's fine. Also, make sure that you have a lot of things that you've done already. If you want to do commissions but you haven't made a single costume, people aren't going to want to hire you.
I wouldn't give you my money.
No, they want to know that you can do good work. So, do a lot of costumes, make some props for friends or wigs or sew or whatever it is that you do so that people can see exactly what you can do.
Yeah, you got to keep in mind it's one thing to spend time and the love and effort when it's your own prop, but it's sometimes a bit tougher to pour the same amount of love and care into an item that you're about to stick in the mail and never see again.
Yeah.
So.
So anything else with commissioning for you?
It's a tough love, for sure. And if you do get a commission, if somebody actually wants to pay you some money to do your project, just like any business you go to, if you do a poor job or they're not satisfied, remember the customer's always right on this one. There's no amount of going back and saying, "Oh, well, he didn't tell me that he wanted green instead of blue." That doesn't matter. That was your fault for being commissioner and not taking the right notes.
Right,
You're going to burn your reputation in a hurry.
that's another thing. Always try to stay in touch with the person who is commissioning you. If you have a question about the color, some people see different things. I mean, when I made my Sailor Moon wig, there was a very specific red that she wanted on the brooches and the hair, and I made sure to get that specific red. When we did the Parn, we actually got several different colors because especially in animes, the armor looks different in different lights and in different scenes and episodes. So in one, it could be a bright golden yellow, and in one, it could be like a dark copper. We don't know, so you have to find out what exactly the person has in mind. Send them swatches if you have to. Email them often. People really like it when you email them and keep them up to date. Every single time that I reach another step in a commission, I like to send the person an email, because it's a lot easier to catch something that they don't agree with or that they think looks wrong early on than to finish it and they'd be really unhappy.
Yeah, then you're already up the proverbial creek and, mm-hmm. you know, all that jazz. So. Yeah.
So...
It's something to do if you can, if you feel comfortable enough with your skills that you want to try and market them for such,
mm-hmm.
by goodness, all means do it. There are more than enough people out there, and we'll talk about it here in a minute, about the fact that costume and cosplay in general has become much, much more accepted, but there is obviously still a kind of a dark side on it for the ladies of the group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that'll be next episode, though.
Probably.
We have enough material on that to talk for quite a while. Okay, so at first I thought there weren't any upcoming cons, and then I saw that New Orleans Comic Con is November 30th through December 2nd, mm-hmm. and they actually have a lot of really cool people who are going to be there.
Yeah, I mean, you got a few major names coming in for it. You have Stan Lee, Elijah Dushku, pretty big name there. You have all three of the dudes from Boondock Saints, Sean Patrick Flannery, Norman Reedus, David Del Rocco. All three of them will be there, which is pretty darn cool. I can't think of another time that I've seen them actually coming out to a convention that I've taken note of.
Some people from Walking Dead as well, for you Walking Dead fans, they'll be there. John Bernthal, Michael Rooker, and Norman Reedus. Didn't you just say his name? Is he in Boondock Saints?
No, different guy.
Oh, whatever. Sounds the same to me. I don't pay attention.
Oh, well, thank you.
So.
Those are some,
He was. I was right. Norman Reedus.
Oh.
He was in, he's in Walking
Dead. Well, there
Dead
you go. He's in Walking Dead and he was a Buddha. Yeah, well,
yes.
You know.
Okay. So.
Yep, there you go. Jason David Frank will be there.
Wow.
In case you don't know, he was
Mighty
the,
Morphin Power Rangers.
He was the Green Ranger.
That's pretty amazing.
Come on.
Anyway, you guys should definitely check out the site. If you're in the area,
Once again, this is New Orleans, so if you're in Texas, you can take an 8-hour road trip. If you're in Florida, you can take about an 8 or 10-hour road trip and go to New Orleans.
It's something to do.
Yeah, what else are you doing on weekend?
Yeah, because we know that there aren't really an awful lot of conventions going on in the winter, so if you're dying to go to a convention, then definitely check it out. Oh, Yaya Han's going to be there, too. That's how I found out. Yaya Han.
Forgot about her. She's doing a panel, I think? I think she has a panel about costuming, so.
I don't know.
Always fun. Meet popular people.
So, unfortunately, that is the only upcoming con that I was able to track down. But moving on, instead of featuring he's kind of a cosplayer.
I think,
a cosplayer this week. We're kind of featuring a cosplayer, Vulpin, if you haven't heard of him. We talk about him a lot.
Yeah, Vulpin props. This guy is probably a god among men at this point. For the amount of money that he has not only generated for charity donations, but the amount of just props and prolific amount of items that he makes is just ridiculous at this point.
Yeah, but when it's a full-time job and you have a garage full of the amazing tools that he does and the knowledge to use them.
Yeah, that's right. He is a craftsman first and then a businessman. And it shows with the props that he puts out. So.
Yeah, so anyway, he created a creating costume armor with Wonderflex tutorial on Instructables, and it is in-depth. It is beautiful. So if you've never worked at Wonderflex before, this is kind of the place to go. He even talks about what Wonderflex is and where to get it and the tools that you need. And he starts out at the very beginning with how to pattern your armor. And he still shows several steps with this, how to make thicker sheeps, how to do compound curves, cutting it.
It's just an overall pretty incredible tutorial. He does something that I'd never seen before. And he actually goes in and fills in the surface of the Wonderflex with Bondo.
Yeah, but he's Vulpin, so he fills everything with Bondo.
True, but I'd never seen that done. I was, as soon as I saw pictures come up on Facebook of him Bondoing over the surface of Wonderflex, I'm like, that's just going to chip and crack out. Well, no, the reason it didn't is he took and he actually sanded it back down so that there was only the smallest little bit of Bondo left on it, covering, or just inside the dimples on Wonderflex. If you don't know what I'm talking about, take a look at the tutorial. The amount of work he did is absolutely ridiculous.
It is.
The product is marvelous, and the fact that he did this in just a couple weeks for himself, because he felt like he needed something to wear. He talks about weathering, he talks about actually using, actually making plastic rust.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely ridiculous, and just want to
He even has a video with adding rust and weathering.
Yeah, his weathering techniques are marvelous. He knows exactly what he's doing, and he's spent enough time. And if you don't, by goodness, all means, subscribe to him on Facebook, and you continue seeing his amazing work.
Oh, definitely. One very important thing that he mentions that I think is good for pretty much any armor tutorial is to paint the inside black. Because especially if you're making out of a lot of different materials, but especially white, or if you're making out of craft foam, yellow or purple or whatever, even if the outside is the right color, if someone sees the inside of it, and it usually can with armor, unless that thing is like skin tight, which is impossible, they're going to see it, and you don't want that flash of color, you want just black so that people aren't distracted. But he also talks about the accessories, the strapping, how to weather, the clothing part of the armor, and even how to strap it to your body. Oh, and even how to talk to, how to walk around and store it. So this is a very wonderful, in-depth tutorial. It's really amazing. I love when people put up tutorials like this.
Yeah, so it's marvelous. It's the man just blows us away each time he puts something out. The work is just beyond, I hate to say it, it's really almost beyond measure. And there's good reason for the notoriety this man has garnered. So
He really is amazing. So moving on, in honor of, what is it, Cosplay Appreciation Day.
Yep.
Which was a few days ago. We completely missed it.
Yeah, we were busy entertaining the folks and doing the touristy thing. So.
Yeah, we weren't really on the internet, so we apologize.
No.
Someone on Tumblr called silencedrowns.tumblr.com put up a huge post about some tips on if you want to enter a craftsmanship contest. We aren't going to go over it all because we'd be here for quite a while, but we'll highlight a few and then we'll link it so that you can read it for yourself.
Now keep in mind, this is for a craftsmanship contest. There are lots and different levels of cosplay. There are lots and lots of different levels of contests. You have everything from masquerades to craftsmanship contests to fashion shows and pretty much everything in between that. You can have combinations of them that is involving a craftsmanship contest and the skit, so forth, so on.
Well, something that she hasn't mentioned, that because she just says craftsmanship contest, is make sure that whatever contest you're entering in, you know what they're judging on, what they're looking for. Look up previous contests, what people are complaining about, you know, their experiences with it. Because, for example, like BlizzCon, it's changed over the years, but you could walk in, they kind of look at you, they take a picture, and then they ask you a few questions. They don't come up, they don't look at your costume up close, they don't touch it or bend it or try to really look at the seams or anything. However, I haven't participated in the Comic-Con one, but I hear that they check your seams, they ask you what you made it out of. If it's not, like, what was it, 90% homemade, then you're disqualified.
I mean, we're talking to the point where they get grumpy if you bought a white t-shirt and threw blood on it if you needed a bloody t-shirt.
Yeah.
To the point, oh, well, why didn't you just make your own shirt and then tear it up and make it bloody? Like,
yeah, so there are different levels, so definitely look and see what the contest is looking for at the certain convention that you're looking at. That said, there are a lot of really good tips in the Tumblr entry.
Yeah, one of the big ones, and something in here I really, really like, is drafting your own patterns doesn't make it any better of a costume, because nobody will ever know unless you tell them. It doesn't matter where you got the pattern from. I don't personally give a damn myself if somebody used someone else's pattern. Congratulations. if you executed a beautiful costume and you know, if asked, you give due credit, awesome. If I take your picture and it's an amazing looking costume, it's an amazing looking costume.
Yeah, I don't really care what pattern you use. I don't care if you used a Simplicity pattern, if you made it yourself.
If it looks right, it is right.
Yeah.
So.
A really good one is to bring reference photos. I know we can't really do this at BlizzCon,
No,
but
we don't have that
at
opportunity.
other conventions, bring a ton of reference photos. If you are able, put together a binder showing pictures of how you made the costume and all of the reference photos and different angles and, you know, things like that.
Yep, absolutely.
Make sure that you have good wigs or hair if you really must use your own hair, if it's just absolutely perfect, and makeup. It can really make or break a good costume. Someone can have a beautiful Sailor Moon costume and then put up their hair and pigtails, and you know that it's not going to look as good as if they had made or gotten a wig.
Yep, absolutely. You got to spend time and put the attention where it's needed. Not every part needs 100 hours of labor on it. Spend your time where it needs to be. And, you know, there's some parts that if your character carries around a big sword, I hate to say it, you kind of need a big sword to make the character.
Yeah, props are huge as well. Also, never enter with a purchased costume. That's just wrong, especially in contest when they expect you to make it yourself, and it's not gonna end well.
No, just you will get routed out, and people will know. So, don't try it. Don't risk it. Not worth it. You're not there. You shouldn't be there to compete with other people. You're not a costumer at that point. You are a model. So.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with wearing a bot costume, don't enter it into a contest because it's pretty much just saying that you made it. And I guess the last one that I really liked was doing it inexpensively is not the same as doing it cheaply. You know, you can make things out of bed sheets or use dollar store bowls or whatever, but if the end result looks professional and amazing, it doesn't matter if the base is cardboard. Case in point, Lorraine's Mr. Sapane.
Yep.
Her headpiece was cardboard. You could never tell. It was beautiful.
Yep, absolutely. A lot of the you will see a lot of people at conventions doing large robot costumes. A lot of times that's cardboard, sometimes it's not.
Yeah.
If they look the same, who's the judge?
Exactly. So the point is, if it doesn't look like a dollar store bowl, or it doesn't look like you made it out of pizza boxes, and it actually looks like it's a professional, really well-made costume, then it doesn't matter if it only cost you $20 to make the whole thing. You know. So anyway, we could go on for days talking about all these tips, but we'll link them for you. Something else that I came across on Tumblr is Neil Gaiman has a Tumblr. It's his Tumblr. I think that's pretty cool that he has a Tumblr. If you don't know Neil Gaiman, because Mario didn't, shame on him.
I'm a bad nerd, apparently.
He wrote Sandman. He also wrote an episode of Doctor Who. I believe it was the Doctor's Wife. He writes a whole lot of stuff. So, he talked about cosplay on Tumblr, which I think is really kind of awesome. And he says that it's its own art form and its own branch of fandom. He loves it when he sees people of any gender in well done or enthusiastic costumes of characters that he made up, whether from comics or novels or films or from TV. And pretty much he says, because this is something that people have been talking about, is don't wear a costume if you don't know the character. And he says personally, he doesn't really care. He assumes that if you're dressed as, say, Death, which is from his comics, then you probably like Sandman. Or if you're dressed up as Idris, which is from Doctor Who, then you probably like Doctor Who. But he doesn't tend to make that a rule. You know, you can dress up as Sailor Moon without really loving Sailor Moon, I guess,
I
if you
mean, if
saw
you
the
got
show and
a
you're
group of
like, oh my
girls are like, we
gosh.
just need one more.
Yeah, exactly. You can get suckered into it. I've had plenty of people like, oh well, we need one more person. Will you please do this costume? And
Oh,
sure.
yeah. Why not? Sure.
But he says he just thinks it takes skill, craft, and guts to make costumes and to wear them in public. And I think that it's really cool that celebrities and writers, authors, think that it's awesome that we wear costumes.
No, absolutely. I have yet to meet somebody in the industry
mm-hmm.
who looks down on people who dress up as their characters. Like, you can't pick the ultimate level of flattery is
dressing up.
Yeah, I mean, it really is.
Imitation
is the ultimate form of flattery. There it is.
Yes. Okay, guys, so I guess that's all that we had to talk about today. I thought it was going to be a little bit longer, but apparently it's not. We were going to add in the kind of gamer girl stuff, but
yeah.
There's a lot of material there.
We're going to spend some time, collect all the articles on that one.
Yeah, so that we have it all in front of us and we can really put it together.
Yeah, we're going to have to, we'll have to tear it apart ourselves and try and figure out really where our opinions lie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm certainly of the opinion that just because you're in a costume, I mean, it's one thing to say that a costume is consent,
mm-hmm.
but a costume doesn't mean come grope me, so...
Yeah, exactly, and that's a little taste of it, and the other thing was, well, if you're doing cosplay professionally, then isn't that kind of like porn? I mean, because
you're
dressing up like this, and but you're saying we're not allowed to touch you, and that's a guy's opinion, I think.
Yeah, you could throw it right back at him and say, well, if you spent time and rebuilt a beautiful car, does that mean I get to drive it because you brought it to a car show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, anyway, that can go on for hours.
Yeah,
I promise you.
It's a little touchful.
I really wish we could get some other people in on a conversation with that one, because there would be a whole lot of opinions. That one would be fun to round circle on. So.
Yeah, it would. So
all right.
Maybe we'll get some opinions on Facebook for people.
We'll leave it here for the week. If you're hearing this before Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving.
So, yeah, definitely. You guys
happy mashed potatoes and turkey and all that jazz. If you're hearing this after Thanksgiving, I hope you had a fantastic one with friends and family, or at least lots of turkey and whatever your choice of protein is for the meal of Thanksgiving.
And for Thanksgiving, we are thankful for our fans and the people who actually listen to this stuff. that's why we do it. We do it for you guys. So I think, I hope that you guys have a good holiday. You guys
yep.
have fun.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.